B-Cure Laser is now available in the UK. To get your very special offer right now, just call 0808 501 5122.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is the Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated, and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello and welcome once again to the Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. I hope you have had an amazing week. Don't know what you've been up to. Hopefully you've made the most over here in the UK of being able to eat out a little bit and actually venture into a pub or restaurant because they're open. Sadly though, we're going, or most of us, half the country I think in actual fact, I think it's about 34 million people are going to be into tier three by the time this show goes out on Wednesday morning. And that means no more eating out, no more pubs, of course. So I'm guessing that you're getting pretty frustrated with this. And it's really at times like this when we've got to be really, really careful that we do not let our guard down and stop the social distancing or stop staying in the bubbles that we should be in. We've got a bit of freedom coming up over the Christmas period, but that freedom should not be taken advantage of. And in many cases, I think probably you need to make your own decision not to utilize the freedom that the government are giving us at that point. Over here in the UK, we have got a 5-day period over Christmas where three households can get together for a sort of special 5-day extended bubble, if you like. And it's really been slammed by many, many people as being going to be a cause of a spike in cases and, of course, deaths as well. And that brings me to some of the news items from diabetes.co.uk's site that I've looked at. And there's one topic there, one headline there. Bereaved COVID-19 families slam relaxed Christmas restrictions. And there's quite a few people there, obviously, with a lot of sensitivities at the moment, particularly with the Christmas period when, you know, families get together and they've lost people throughout this crisis, and they're saying, hey, look, please don't, you know, just last out for a little bit longer, last out for another few months before you have lots of time together with your loved ones when you could actually be. And one of them said this, a 59-year-old said, it's literally like sacrificing your loved ones for a slice of turkey and some Brussels sprouts. We've made the decision in our family that, you know, my parents have said that actually, you know what, they would much rather wait and really, really enjoy a family holiday later in the year, in the summer. We normally get together, about 18 of us. Obviously, we didn't this year, but we are planning on next year. It's been postponed until then. So, yeah, that's what my parents' viewpoint is. Hey, look, we're going to stay put. We're going to have a quiet Christmas. Steer clear of all the potential germ-ridden kids that we've got here, keep safe, as safe as anyone can do. So do bear that in mind. If you are thinking of travelling, if you are thinking of getting getting the three households together, just think, is it something that has to happen, or could it be postponed a bit until maybe the vaccine has helped out? Give it some thought, be wise, and be if you are getting together, be careful with how you do it. Talking of vaccines, one of the other headlines is experts are rally round to address the COVID-19 vaccine safety. This was earlier last week, and it was it really was just because the UK were the first to announce that the vaccine from Pfizer BioNTech was going to be passed. Had passed the regulatory bodies. We were criticised, I suppose, and many people criticised that. And, you know, had it been done safely? Had it been rushed, etc., etc.? Well, you know, we have been assured that there were no corners cut. Dr. June Rain, the head of the MHRA, which is the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Authority, said no corners have been cut in assessing the vaccine's safety. The safety of the public will always come first, and the recommendation has only been given by the MHRA following the most rigorous scientific assessment of every piece of data. There is another article on there about the situation with a couple of people who had serious allergies before having the vaccine and had some complications. So you are being urged, if you have got some serious allergies, think twice about having this particular vaccine. The good news is that we've got so many other vaccines, hopefully going to be recommended soon. So the Oxford one, for example. When these are available, then probably some of those will be more suitable for those of you that might have those allergies. If in doubt, get some medical advice before you have the jab, just in case. Sticking to vaccines, top health chief, Professor Jonathan Van Tam, who is the deputy chief medical officer here in the UK, in England. He's said that the COVID vaccine should or could prevent 99% of hospital admissions and deaths if it is really rolled out to the most vulnerable people. And he compares it to actually to a football match, which I thought was quite an interesting, quite a clear way of looking at it. He says it's clear in the first half, the away team gave us an absolute battering. And what we've done now is it's the 70th minute. They got a goal. And in the 70th minute, we've now got an equaliser. But we've got to hold our nerve now. We've got to see if we can get another goal and nick it. But the key thing is not to lose it, not to throw it away at this point, because we've got a point on the board and we've got the draw. Well, I think most of us are probably hoping for more than a draw. We're hoping for an outright win against this virus. Let's get rid of it. Let's get back to normality. Let's get life going again. Let's get the economy going again. Let's get our loved ones safe. Let's look forward to a 2021, which is going to be a heck of a lot better than 2020 has been. The last news item is vitamin D is seen to be an extremely good supplement to have, particularly in the darker months, particularly as we've probably most of us have been spending a lot of time indoors. So we're not getting that much sunlight. And vitamin D, of course, is created in our bodies by exposure to sunlight. So the government have actually given vitamin D supplements to more than 2.5 million vulnerable people in England this winter. And this is in a bid to stave off COVID-19. So my suggestion is, and we actually as a family, we have got vitamin D supplements here. I take one, I've got one in the form of a spray, which you spray quickly into your mouth, tastes minty, no problems. And it's supposed to be helping me. It's certainly not going to do any harm. And I've got some great friends in the medical world who all swear by the fact that vitamin D is something that really is worthwhile. So please do think about getting some vitamin D for yourself. Well, that's pretty much it in the news for this week. And we are going to go into a song right now, which is chosen by one of our guests. And then we'll get straight into the interview. The song that he chose is by Joni Mitchell. And it's Big Yellow Taxi. Hope you enjoy it.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paved paradise, put up a parking lot. We paved paradise, put up a parking lot. We paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Okay, that was Joni Mitchell and A Big Yellow Taxi. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. And we haven't, we got greedy this week. We really have. We haven't got just one guest. We haven't got just two guests. We've got three guests joining us today on the show. All of them are going to be an inspiration to you, I'm sure. And they're going to be able to be very helpful to you. Let me introduce you to them. We have got Mark Gilbert. Hello, Mark.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me, Peter.
Great to have you here. Mark is a nutritionist with the Cambridge Weight Plan. There's probably other things as well that I don't know about you. I don't know if you want to share anything about what else you're up to.
No, I work as a nutritionist for the one-to-one diet, yep, by Cambridge Weight Plan, and yep.
Cool. Okay. We will talk more about that. That's pretty much what the show is about this week. And also we have got Emma and Avni Pillow, and they are a couple, and they've got a fantastic story to tell too. They also work with one-to-one. And I think Emma as well, you're a hairdresser as well, is that right?
Yeah, I am. So I'm a hairdresser and do this as a sideline as well.
Great. And Avni, are you part-time? Are you?
I have my own full-time job, which is I'm an accountant, and cool. Also do this to help and yeah, that we enjoy helping others because we've seen the benefits of it all. So yeah, it's good to help others.
Cool. Okay, thanks. Well, it's great to have you all on the show. Mark, you're the one that chose that song, which we were all tapping along to, no doubt. Please tell us why you chose that song, first of all.
Well, I struggled when I chose the song. I struggled a bit thinking what's going to be a bit of a theme. Is there a one for one-to-one, or is there like something to do with diet that wouldn't be cheesy? And I kind of gave up. There was nothing out there that really did it for me. So I went to some of my classic things. I'm like, what do I listen to if I just want to chill out and get a positive vibe? And I wondered if people haven't heard Joni Mitchell, she's also Canadian. I'm Canadian. If people haven't heard Joni Mitchell, I'd love for them to hear her, because I think she's just a brilliant genius, and she's a poet, a painter, and her music's amazing. That's it's nothing more profound than that.
That's great. I like to mix it up on here with the different people's taste, otherwise you just end up with mine all the time. So and I learn all the time, and there's loads of different artists that I've begun to like as a result of hearing what other people like, so it's fantastic. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Joni Mitchell or anything like that. We're here to talk about this amazing diet that you guys are all involved in, and I guess I'm involved in at the moment as well. We'll come to that a little bit later. Mark, please describe to the listeners what the one-to-one diet is, and maybe how it differs from some of the other diets that are around.
Okay, I guess I'd mention three things off the bat. The one everyone wants to know about is how much weight are you going to lose? And if you look at the studies, there was a study done in 2017, the most recent one I could find, that looked at all the popular diets from all the big books that have come out that have been really popular. And if you look at the average weight loss in all of those diets, it was about 5 kilos. I think it was 4.7 kilos. And then if you look at the average weight loss on our diet, it's about 14 kilos. If you look at all the studies and you divide by the number of studies. If you're being really technically correct, you divide by weight loss by the number of people, and it might be a bit different, but it'll be around that number. So it's almost three times the weight loss, which is the most important thing in a weight loss diet, obviously. The second thing is we have one-to-one support. So there's thousands, there's over 7,000 one-to-one diet consultants all over the country, and anywhere you are, there's going to be one close by, chances are. And most of them have been through a large weight loss and have the personal experience, and they're all trained to administer our diet, which has been around for 35 years. We've evolved it over those years. We know what works. And the really good thing is we've done a lot of research. The third thing is we've done a lot of research on our diet. We're very proud of that. We've invested a lot of money. There have been the NHS has reacted to some of our the results of some of our studies, and very positively, doctors and healthcare professionals all over the world have recognized some of our studies, our landmark studies that change the way we think about how diet can not just cause weight loss, but improve health and reduce diseases. So those are the three things I'd say are the most important about our diet that distinguishes it from others.
Okay. I think it's really interesting, as we're on the diabetes show, and you talked there about the amount of weight loss that happens there, because Roy Taylor, Professor Roy Taylor, we've had on this show a couple of times in the past. He's a fantastic guy, the guy behind, of course, as you know, the Newcastle diet, the direct study, etc., or one of the guys behind it. Yeah, he reckons that 10% of your body weight is what you need to lose. And for most people, that is around about 10 to 15 kilos. So it's really in order to reverse type 2 diabetes. So that's really interesting. But anyway, I think one thing that a lot of people, certainly my family around me, think of whenever you do a diet, is especially a strict one, is are you getting enough of the good stuff within that diet? And I'm sure you'll be going on to explain a little bit about how the one-to-one works and some of the products that you have. But can you get enough nutrients? I mean, how long can you go on with this sort of diet?
Well, the products we have are either called TDRs, total diet replacement, or MRPs, meal replacement products, or powders. They all have legislation guiding them. And the legislation came about because over the years, it became, way back, they used to give people very, very low calorie, 400, 450 calories a day. And there are ways to do that safely. But it's certainly not as safe as what we do today, because we've realized you don't really get a better result as far as weight loss between 600, anything 600 and above is as low as you should probably need to go. And as far as not getting anything you need, it's really important to know that, If you had your own dietitian, they could make a diet for you out of food you buy at the grocery store, and they can make sure you're getting probably all your nutrients at maybe 1,000 calories. Even a really good nutritionist or dietitian, you get down to 800 or 600, unless you're willing to eat some very strange combinations of food, you just aren't going to get every essential vitamin, every essential mineral, of which there are 22 or 23, depending on what your criteria you're using. And then there's proteins, essential fatty acids, which you can't live without entirely. And then there's carbohydrates, which if they go too low, you feel miserable. So there's all these considerations. And we not only follow the guidelines, so that ensures no one gets any essential nutrient deficiencies, but we go above and beyond the guidelines to make sure that the fewest amount of people get an experience where they feel really bad. Because if you take the carbs or the calories too low, or if certain nutrients aren't in the right ratios, you can have a pretty miserable experience. You can get really bad breath, dizzy, and just have absolutely no energy. Feel like you've got 100-pound weight on your shoulders. So these are the kinds of things that millions of clients later and 50 years of research, we've kind of evolved and we know how to make sure each person gets the best experience. And of course, we've got the one-to-one aspect. So no two people get the same diet. Everyone gets a diet that is going to suit their needs and also their likes, because it's important. A lot of times people say, oh, I'll find a diet on the internet, and this one's a great one. Everyone loves it, so it must be great. I'll try it. But it might be foods that just don't agree with you or are not palatable, because if you're eating, especially if you're eating a smaller amount of food, last thing you want to do is be eating food you hate. So all these things – some people say, oh, just reduce your calories, you lose weight. But and if it were that simple, I wouldn't have been working in nutrition for 30 or 25 years. You know, it's immensely complicated to get someone to actually succeed on a diet, especially succeeding long term. So, yeah. Sorry, I rambled on a bit there.
No, that's fine. It was very, a full answer. Brilliant. One of the things I liked was the fact that you do have a consultant working with you, somebody who's going to be able to help you. And I think it maybe it's worth pointing out to the listeners that when they go to look at your website, which they will do, because you're just going to give them the website now. What is their website? Your website?
Yes, it's theonetoonediet.com or onetoonediet.com.
Cool. So when they go there, they may have a look at that and think, oh gosh, you know, but I don't want to start on step one. Well, they may need to, but they may not. There's different steps to the diet, aren't there? And I know when I first met with Emma, and she was like, well, should we go put you on step? No, we're going to put you on step one. What should we put you on step two? And we decided what step was going to be the appropriate one for me. And I think it seems to be the right one. I don't want people to be scared off by thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to start off definitely on 600 calories. You may not need to start off on a 600 calorie.
The majority of people don't start that low. A lot of people start at 800. And the interesting thing about 800 is sometimes 800 gives you less hunger because of ketosis and a few other considerations. It depends on the person. It depends if they're exercising. And that's why all these lifestyle factors are important, because the biggest concept these days is personalized nutrition the last 3-4 years. And that's because everyone that's a decent nutritionist or who practices realizes that if you give two different people the same diet, you get two different results. You get one miserable person and one happy person and one successful person and one failure. So, you know, we know that. So that's why we do it bespoke per person.
Cool. So people with diabetes, how can this diet or this plan, weight plan, whatever you the correct term for it is, how can it help people with diabetes? Have you got any sort of tips from research you can share with us?
Yeah. It's actually quite clear now. Basically, some people may know this. They remember vaguely from science class. I won't be technical, but your pancreas is the organ that creates insulin. And what happens essentially? It's your friend Roy Taylor and his group that have shown this, and they've got really good pictures. If you're a geek like me and you want to go on the website and look at the pictures of the pancreas of someone who's got a withered pancreas. Because they've become diabetic and they're overweight, et cetera, and they haven't been active or whatever else the case may be, positive calorie balance over time. And the pancreas gets it starts to shut down because it's inundated with fat. And the same thing happens to the liver when you're overweight. It gets inundated with fat, and both those organs start to not work properly. So when you lose the weight, especially if you lose a fair amount of weight rapidly, like you say, generally 10%, you'll still get a benefit from 5% weight loss, but 10% is great and more is even better. But they show these pictures of the pancreas, and all of a sudden this organ that looks like even someone who's never seen a pancreas before can see the first one before weight loss and the second one and say, well, that looks like a much healthier organ to me. And if people could see what that looks like in their own body when they begin to get insulin insensitive over time, because it happens when you're 20, it happens before you're 20. It starts... Half of 20-year-olds have insulin insufficiency. Like they don't react properly to their own insulin. They start making less. Mm-hmm. So it's happening at an early age these days. So by the time you're 30 or 40, you've already been ravaged by this for 10 or 20 years. But it's amazing. It's remarkable that you can get in you know, 8 weeks, 6 weeks, 4 weeks, a huge difference in that pancreas. All of a sudden, your insulin starts working. All of a sudden, you can store sugar that was otherwise floating around your blood causing havoc, because sugar is a toxin when it's in your blood. So all of a sudden, you've got half the amount of sugar in your blood, and it's not floating around attaching to all kinds of proteins and making damage everywhere. And that doesn't just lead to diabetes and other kinds. And it leads to, like, you can have... You can have to have your limb removed. You can have tingling in your extremities. You get heart disease. You get, I mean, you yeah. name it, pretty much every major disease people die from these days starts with a metabolic problem that's caused by a lifestyle that isn't active enough and has an excess of calories coming in compared to coming out.
Yeah, cool. Well, not cool, but cool answer. okay. I just wanted to actually, because it's a diabetes show, obviously we've got people with type 1 listening, people with type 2 listening, people with pre-diabetes listening, the whole cabana of different types of people with diabetes. Type 1 obviously can't be reversed, but I've spoken to many consultants and experts in the field, and they all agree with what I've felt for some time as well, which is that on top of your type 1, you can then develop the type 2 symptoms as well, if you like. So the insulin resistance, the resistance to the insulin that you're injecting in, if you become overweight and you've got fat, either too much fat generally in the body or too much fat around the liver. So I'm assuming you've got to be very, very careful. And I would stress here that anybody thinking of doing this should probably go and check with their GP first. And especially so if you're on medication with type 1 diabetes as well. But in theory, people with type 1, if they have got an excess of fat around their liver, in theory, this would benefit them as well, done in a controlled way.
Yeah, you do have to be very careful with that. And you have to do that in combination with a GP or a specialist nurse or a dietitian. And it's most people, the thing is, the people who control their insulin and their blood sugar well and their diet well don't get the complications so much. They're still at higher risk. Even if they get everything right, it's still difficult to keep everything perfectly steady because you'll never be as good as your body's systems at controlling your blood sugar by injecting insulin and various other drugs. But it's the people that don't manage it quite well. And some of those people are just of the personality type where they're a little more like, oh, everything will be all right. You know, it'll work out. I'll be fine. Don't respect their health or something like that. So it can be associated with a bit of a personality type that's like that. So they're the kind of person that they need to focus on a certain type of diet that works for them. But more importantly, they need to address their behavior. They need to, all they've got to do is create new habits that are positive habits, because you can get into bad habits and they're really hard to break and they take a while to get into. And maybe they're easier to get into than good habits. But once you get into a good habit, the longer you do that good habit, the harder it is to break. And the more you feel anxious if you break it, and the more it becomes a lifestyle. And then once it's a lifestyle, it's no longer like, oh no, I've got to do this. It's just, I'm just going to do what I do every day. I'm just going to eat that. I'm going to have this. I'm going to drink some water. And it's no longer a task. It's something you're proud of yourself about, and that makes you feel good. Like, not just because you look in the mirror, but because you know you've taken control of something. And humans, just in general, I'm no psychologist, but one thing I do know is when people achieve stuff, achieving stuff is what we're here for. You know, that's what makes us feel good. People that, you know, you envy people that retire at 55 and go and drink margaritas on the beach, but maybe 6 months later, they're just some drunk on the beach that doesn't feel very good about themselves, isn't accomplishing anything. Maybe they'd rather should have gone to university or pursued some goal. And it's the same thing with weight loss. Or some people go to the gym and they get good results. They feel great. It's humans are goal-oriented beings. Mm. So I think and the psychological bit, if that feels good, then that just makes the effects on your health that much better.
Mm. I think for many of us, the fact that having somebody in your life to hold you accountable, and in the case of a diet, a consultant to do that, can really help you to change those habits and to keep at them and sort of to challenge you, Emma.
There's no question about that, yeah.
We'll come to you in a minute, Emma. I'm dreading that bit. But anyway, before we do that, Avni, please, you've been very patient there. Thank you for being on the line. You were a bit faint earlier on, so maybe get a little bit closer to the mic for this bit, if you could. You just tell us a little bit about your I'm calling it a brush with diabetes. I know you. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about your journey, please.
Yeah, so basically, I've always been overweight, like throughout my childhood, going on to my teens and to my late into my adulthood. So, basically, with a hitting point that made me really realise that I need to change my lifestyle and my whole, you know, take care of myself, was when we was on a family holiday and I ended up collapsing and ended up in hospital in Turkey, which I thought at the time I was having a heart attack, but it was just anxiety and basically my blood pressure was, it was high. My cholesterol levels were all over the place and my sugar levels were, again, was just too high. I remember clearly once I got the clear and I was able to leave the hospital, what the doctor said, because he saw my results and he said, and I was only about 35 at the time, and he said, you know, if you carry on with this lifestyle, there's no way you'll hit 40. If you carry on, you know, your heart is in a really bad condition, your liver, you have fatty liver, you need to take care, you know. So I started my journey as soon as I got off the plane, started my journey with 1:1. I managed to lose 12 stones.
12 stones. Wow, that's incredible.
Stones. I was 24 stones, so I managed to lose the 12 stones.
You lost half of yourself.
I did.
Wow. Wow. Goodness, hey. Emma, so you've only got half a husband now.
Half a husband, yeah.
the best half of him, yeah.
My arms are in there.
So, yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
So next year I turned 40, and just before the lockdown anyway, I had my my health check done, and they basically said that my physical age is now of a 28-year-old, so...
Wow.
I'm impressed with it. I'm really happy. So yeah, so it does. The diet worked for me. It changed my life. It saved my life, should I say. So yeah.
Brilliant. That's a fantastic story. And so when how long ago was it you did it?
About 4 years ago.
No, three
years ago.
Yeah. 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 3 years.
And when you got to the end point of it, did you find that you sort of leveled out slightly higher than that, or have you kept maintained exactly what you were?
I changed my lifestyle completely. So I started going to the gym. So as I was coming, not just going into the maintenance stage of the plan, and I was doing some like exercise, I was doing training 5 days a week. So I was starting to up my calories as well, accordingly with what I was doing in the gym. So I've been doing that for the past, I would say, 18 months.
Yeah.
So I've been doing, you know, maintaining it, keeping it. Lockdown hasn't helped, I'm not going to lie, but I'm on track. So I'm nowhere near what I was before. So, but yeah, it's a process that had to be done.
Well done. I'm tempted to keep you talking so that I procrastinate on getting Emma to quiz me. But anyway, okay. So some of the listeners would have heard me talking about 1:1. I had Mark on a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago, I think it was now, with Roger Black as well, didn't we?
That's right, yeah.
And we talked a little bit about it there. And I've mentioned it a couple of times since then, largely because I'm using it to try and sort out my blood sugars getting back to normal. And the listeners will have heard my story before. I've reversed my diabetes in the past, or maybe I should call it putting in remission, because it is hard to, it's hard to stick to it sometimes. And I reversed my diabetes back in 2016, and things have just gradually crept up into the pre-diabetes stage again. And my last HbA1c, the doctor was saying, hey, guy, Peter, you need to, we need to be considering putting you back on medication, you know. And I'm like, no, I've got to sort myself out here. I'm going to just make a disclosure here that, because I think it's the right thing to do, in so much as that 1:1 have been extremely kind to me and helpful to me, in so much as they are, in effect, sponsoring me, my attempt, by giving me some of the products, which is I'm really, really grateful for. And we'll talk maybe a little bit about how I'm finding those products. But Emma and Avni are sort of sort of my consultants, but Emma's the one that's really cracking the whip, so to speak. Emma, it's your turn now, okay? From your perspective, you've been working with me, please just feel free to ask me. You're in charge now, okay? You're now the radio presenter and I'm the guest. I'm in control of the Zoom, so I could mute you or I could
amazing. You've stuck to plan, you've listened. When I've said to you, advise you of anything, you've listened. And I think you've done really well. I mean, with today's loss, you've lost nearly almost 2 stone, which is how many kilos? About 12 kilos? No, that's...
Yeah.
12 kilos, isn't it? About 12 kilos. And it's how many weeks we've been doing it? About 8 weeks, is it now? Week 8?
I think it probably is about that, yeah.
I think that's quite a good loss. You've listened, you've stuck to it.
I've got a confession to make, mind you. last week on the Wednesday, I've got, it is a confession to, not just to you, actually, it's a confession to my wife as well.
Where is this going to lead?
Well, I should go down to 30-odd thousand people or so. Don't worry, Avni, okay? The confession is that I forgot that, temporarily forgot, I had it in my head, but I forgot that it was actually, last Thursday was our wedding anniversary.
Right.
I hadn't sort of forgotten, but I hadn't planned anything as such for it, and particularly not going out for a meal. But Tina decided that it would be good to go out for a meal together. So we did go out for a meal. But I was very controlled, it wasn't, I think I shared before, we went out for a meal once as well, and I had salad there at this one. Well, this was actually an Indian restaurant, which is probably some of the worst food from the point of view of load of carbohydrates. But I didn't have any rice, little tiny corner of somebody else's naan bread, and the rest of it was vegetable dishes that I tried to be as good as I could be. And I didn't have any drink other than water. So hopefully that wasn't too much of a confession, but...
this is what's good about this diet, is because you can be flexible like that. We've come from a really big family, so there was always social events on, and you can't just avoid it every time. You have to deal with it. So we used to just go out and make sure we keep off the carbs completely. We don't drink anyway alcohol, but there is ways around it. It doesn't mean that if you're on this diet you can't have a social life. You can. We did it for, I did it for 6 months and I lost 7 months and I lost 6 stone, and Avni did it for a year and a half and he lost a 12 stone. So it is achievable, and it's the only diet that's ever worked for us, and that's why we feel so passionate about it. But yeah, it's very flexible. The steps, the higher steps you can have carbs on, the lower steps you can't. But yeah, you can go out for a meal. It's not a problem. It's not a big deal. You just got to, you did the perfect thing. You did have no alcohol. You had water. Keeping off the carbs, that's the main thing. It's the carbs, because once you have the carbs, then you'll get what we call the carb attack and you just want to eat more and more, so avoid it completely.
that's difficult, of course, with Christmas coming up. Have you got any tips for people on how they can, or any tips for me on how I can avoid it?
Listen, there's some people say, oh, wait till the new year to start. You know what, just start from today, because over the Christmas period, people can easily put on over half a stone to, three quarters of a stone, maybe. I don't know. I put on weight really easily. So if I was to not be careful over Christmas, I could put on loads of weight. But there's no better time, really, because if you look, it's only going to be 2 days of your holidays, maybe like Christmas Day, Boxing Day. You could have 5 good days, maybe 2 bad days. But overall, I always say to my clients, if you look at December, have a calendar, just write the dates you've got social events on. And if you visually see it, you actually see that there's more days off plan than there is, more days on plan than there is off plan, So you're actually going to have a really good month, except for these 2-3 days. But if have you not been on plan at all, you could put on a stone through that month.
Yeah.
There's no better time to start. It's always start from tomorrow. Just start. If it's in your head, just do it, because I think that's the best way. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Before we go, anybody got anything else they want to say? Apart from, actually, I must say again, please Mark, give us the one-to-one website, and also Emma and Avni, it's been great having you on, so please share with how listeners can get in touch with you if they feel like they want to have the crack of your whip.
I'm like a bully now. we can coach anyone all over the country now because we are allowed to work remotely, which is brilliant. So if anyone wants to get in contact, I don't know if we can leave our contact details anywhere, or do I just say it out
just,
loud?
Just say it out loud if you.
Our email is teampiro@hotmail.com.
Piro is P-I-R-O, isn't it?
Yeah, teampiro@hotmail.com. Our telephone number is 077-637-33096. You can call me anytime, call us anytime.
Yeah.
We'll be at the end of the phone, ready to change your lives like we changed ours.
I trust you turn it off overnight. All your listeners calling you.
I've been known to be messaging people at 11 o'clock at night who just want to eat at McDonald's, and I'm like, please, just you can't do that. Get to bed.
Great. And it was one-to-one.com, wasn't it?
One-to-onediet.com. It's O-N-E, the number two, O-N-E, diet.com. But you'll find it if you just Google one-to-one diet. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you all so much for your time. I know I've taken up a load of it this evening, and we're recording this, listeners, quite late on a Wednesday evening. So thank you so much, all of you. The final thing, just have to get you to do, Emma or Avni, I think you chose this together. I'd just like you to introduce the final song, please.
I just want to say thank you for having us on as well, Peter, before we go.
No worries. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I'm so grateful to One-to-One for sponsoring me. And I actually would say that had they not done, I was working with you guys, I still would be having you on, definitely. I'm not just pushing One-to-One because you've sponsored me. There wasn't a sort of a written agreement that I would have you on or anything like that. So listeners, this is done because I believe that it's certainly helping me, and I believe it can help many, many, many of you. But anyway, fire away with this song.
It's by Fearless Soul and it's called Believe. And the reason why we chose this song was because if you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything.
Cool. And I would add to that as well. And if you've got somebody else that can believe in you as well, it can help a lot as well. So having family around, having a consultant, that can really make a big difference as well. Okie dokes. Well, thank you. We will listen to Fearless Soul and Believe.
Thanks for having me on, Peter. We appreciate the opportunity.
Take good care. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Nice to see you guys.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your ability. You are capable of anything. You can achieve any dream. Please don't limit yourself. Don't live your life limited. It's not all sadness and misery. Life's a challenge, but you will succeed. Take control. To come. To achieve, you must believe. You can live out all your dreams. Persevere, you'll make it through. What you need is all in you. When you believe, you will achieve. You can live out all your dreams. It's about time you knew the truth. We'll be right back.
That was Fearless Soul and Believe, as chosen by two of our guests today, Emma and Avni Pirro. Hope you had a fantastic time listening to what they and Mark Gilbert had to say, talking about the Cambridge Weight Plan one-to-one diet. And it is something which I'm undergoing at the moment. If you have just joined us, you will not be aware of what I'm talking about. But if you joined earlier, then hopefully you'll be very, very familiar now with what the diet is about. We are going to have them back on the show again next week. We only put in half of the interview this week. So next week, they will be back on again, talking a bit more about how the one-to-one diet could actually help you in a very real way manage your diabetes, manage your blood glucose levels, and really help you to be in a much better place health-wise. For more info, do go to 121diet.com. That's the letters 1, O-N-E, 2, numerical, and then 1, O-N-E again, diet.com. 121diet.com, and you will find out more info on there. And they have got a whole section there on diabetes as well, and on various, with links to the direct study and other studies that have been done, showing how their diet and others like it can help. So really, really encourage you to go and have a look at that. Well, you've been listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. It is time to say goodbye for this week. And of course, next week is Christmas week. And we'll definitely have some festive songs on for that week. And I do hope that you have an amazing build up to Christmas. We're just going down into lockdown again. As this show goes out, we will be in, well, not lockdown, but tier three, which is pretty much lockdown. And I think it's about half of the country now is in lockdown. So wherever you may be, if you're in the UK, if you're abroad, keep safe, keep socially distancing, wearing that mask, doing what you're supposed to be doing. And hopefully you can make the best of what you can of this Christmas. But remember the very heart of Christmas, what it's all about. And that is, of course, it's about Jesus Christ and his birth. May God bless you in the run-up to the celebration of this. Have a fantastic week. And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Olsen with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot. Living the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care and God bless.